Dear learners, welcome again in our course on academic writing. So far, we have discussed the various journal metrics, impact factor, 5-year impact factor, Scopus site score metrics, eigenfactor, article influence, ISI, SJR, SNP, altmetrics, and H5 index. Now, we will move to the author level metrics. What are the author metrics? After completing this module, you will be able to understand what are the author metrics and what is the importance of author metrics. As far as the lesson plan is concerned, we will cover what is the author metrics, what is the importance of author metrics, concept of H index, and determining the H index, locating the H index from the databases. Moving ahead, you are doing your research work, you are doing your literature review. Apart from your supervisor, apart from your mentor, to whom you will follow. In almost every case, when you are doing a research, you are expected to follow the research work of the pioneer one or the one who had done the great work in your field of research. You want to cite them, you want to read them. How you will come to know that this is the person who has got the expertise, this is the person who is the best source among the persons who have contributed a lot. Next thing, if you are having a research project or if you are being a faculty member, you want to recruit a project fellow in your project, or you are an administrator, you want to hire or recruit a faculty member with research aptitude. Will you be able to read each and every article annexed by the candidate with his or her application? Will you be able to read all of them, to judge their expertise or to assess them? Here is the solution. The author metrics provide the solution. Author metrics provide these things to you with some statistical figures. Now, let us discuss the author metrics. If we want to understand what is the H index, first we should ask ourselves, why do we do the research? What is the benchmark of success in academic research? Thomas Alva Edison said, anything that won't sell, I don't want to invent, because sale is the proof of utility and utility is the success. So we do the research to produce knowledge, product or the service, and this is called productivity. Or we do the research to disseminate our knowledge in research fraternity, and this is called the impact. We studied what do we mean by impact in earlier module. A researcher is recognized for his productivity, that is number of papers, and impact, that is number of citations. The H index, sometimes called the Hertz index or Hertz number, is an author level metric that attempts to measure both the productivity and citation impact of the publications of a scientist or scholar. The H index measures simultaneously the quality and quantity of scientific output. H index was a solution given by the physicist of University of California, San Diego. That physicist was George E. Hirst. In 2005, He developed H-index as a tool for determining theoretical physics' relative quality. Later, it is used for assessing productivity and impact of a researcher, research group, or the institution. It's an index which increases on the basis of citations and number of papers continuously with the passage of time. Please remember this thing always, that unlike the impact factor, which is a dynamic index, it moves, okay, but it moves in upward and downward direction both. H-index is also a dynamic index, but it moves only upward. With the passage of time, citation increases and the H-index increases. So let us define the H-index. Now let us discuss how the H-index is calculated and what is the H-index basically. As we know, the H-index was developed by Hirsch in 2005 as an author level matrix. As per Hirsch, H-index is the number of papers of a person or group or institution with citation number equal or greater than H. So alternatively, we can see this definition that the index of a scholar with an index of H has published H papers, each of which has been cited in other papers at least H times. Thus, H index reflects both the number of publication and number of citations per publication. You take the example of this graph given by Hirsch himself in his work. What he did, in this graph, the citations and the papers were plotted, citation in y-axis and papers in x-axis. You can see the first H paper which was cited more than H times is called H-index of that author, when the citations equal to the papers, that is H. So we can say that if a researcher's H-index is 20, it means that out of his or her publications, each 20 papers were cited 20 or more times. Hope you have got the essence of H-index. What is the H-index? You have got the idea. Now, who provides the H-index? There are the databases, Scopus, Web of Science, and most commonly the Google Scholar. These are the three most sources, most important sources of H-index. These databases automatically calculate H-index. But in these databases, books, foreign language, journals, patents, and offline journals are not indexed or covered. If you go for the manual calculation, as we have seen in the graph also, the H-index can also be manually determined using citation databases. But you need not to calculate them manually. So, as the databases are given by the various different agencies, so when you are mentioning the H-index of a particular author, or when you are mentioning your H-index in your CV, don't forget to mention the H-index source, the which databases, on which basis the H-index was there. H-index, Web of Science, H-index, Scopus, because depending on the databases, the H-index may vary. In general, the H-index given by the Google Scholar is the highest value. In general, the H-index given by the Google Scholar is the highest for any scholar. And it may be, and rather it is generally lower than the Google Scholar in case of Web of Science and Scopus, because they have got the selected indexing. Google Scholar cite almost all the online sources, but the Web of Science and Scopus have got the limited indexing. So dear learners, let me summarize this section for you. H-index is the most important author level metrics. It indicates qualitative and quantitative productivity and impact of an author. H-index is given by number of papers and number of citations. Actually, it is number of papers cited number of times. And it varies depending upon this database in which the H-index is mentioned. Use the H-index for your CV and for identifying the expertise and for evaluating the expertise of an author or researcher. By that way, you will follow the right person for your research work. In the next section, we are going to cover how we can determine, or rather just locate, the H-index from the various databases.